News and Views with Elliot Rodriguez, on the air and on the web at CBS4.com.
Welcome back. From Cesar Chavez to Desi Arnaz, from A-Rod to J-Lo, Hispanic Americans have been an integral part of U.S. culture from the beginning. Now there's a national effort to commemorate the contributions of Hispanics by establishing a National Museum of the American Latino in Washington, D.C. The president has appointed a national board to manage the project. Recently, I sat down with one of its members, Miami publicist Aida Levitan. Aida, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What is the idea behind a Latino museum in Washington?
Well, the idea is to illuminate the American story of Latinos in the United States. It was created by Javier Becerra, the congressman, and by our own Congresswoman Ileana Ross Letton. They created a bill that enabled a commission to study the possibility of creating this museum, and it was signed into law by President Bush and then executed by President Obama.
What's your vision for the museum? What would you like to see the museum be?
I'd like to show all of the diversity of accomplishments and the wonderful stories and some of the, you know, very challenging and difficult stories of Hispanics in the United States. Latinos have contributed so much to the U.S. for more than 500 years, from the indigenous roots and culture that they brought into the United States to the Spaniards' incredible exploration of Florida and other parts of the United States. And then, of course, the many contributions of literary figures, of great business people like Roberto Goizueta, the chairman of Coca-Cola, tremendous government leaders like Ken Salazar, the Secretary of the Interior, who is actually our overseer for this whole process of the commission, wonderful novelists like Daina Chaviano, who lives in our community and has won international awards, musicians like Emilio Estefan, who is our vice chairperson, and of course, Gloria. There's so many beautiful stories. Eva Longoria Parker, sure, who is part of our commission as well.
And you're on the commission. What is the role of the commission?
The commission has the purpose precisely of presenting the study to Congress. We had 2 years to do it, but now we're going to do it in 1 year because we feel a sense of mission, a passion for this purpose. And we're going to present it on September 15th, 2010, in 1 year. And the study will explore all aspects of the museum, from the fundraising, how are we going to pay for it, to where it should be situated. For example, should it be on the National Mall? Should it be part of the Smithsonian institutions? What kind of programs, collections, and exhibitions? How shall it be governed? So there's a lot of stuff that goes into this, in addition to all the opinions that we're gathering throughout the country.
And I know that you recently had a public forum in Miami, and right, tell me about the input that you got.
It was fantastic. We had 250 people or more show up. Dr. Eduardo Padron hosted us at Miami-Dade College. Some people, for example, Raul Rodriguez, the architect of the Cuban Museum, spoke about the magic realism, which is a current that is very important in contemporary literature that was created by Latin Americans and U.S. Hispanics. And he spoke about that becoming an inspiration for the museum. Javier Cortada, the artist, talked about being audacious or bold in our view of the museum. Some people talked about creating a situation where we contribute at least $10 per person, and with 50 or more million Hispanics in the country, imagine if everyone contributed $10 per person a year, that museum would immediately have a tremendous funding source.
Well, we are the largest minority, I believe,
exactly,
in this country, but we're also a very diverse minority. And right, we're talking about Hispanics or Latinos, and that's been an ongoing debate, which I'm comfortable, I don't know about you, but I'm comfortable with either.
Yes,
I
think
fine.
It's a controversy that
it's
neither here nor there.
Exactly.
The Northeast and the Southeast prefers Hispanic. The Southwest and the West prefers
right,
Latinos. And I think what we need to do is to be inclusive, to tell the story in all of its myriad aspects, to tell the story in a way that is compelling not only to Latinos or Hispanics, but actually to everyone who visits, because this story is for everyone.
But is it challenging trying to find common ground with all within all the different Hispanic or Latino groups that comprise your commission and will be represented in this museum?
Elliot, it has been fantastic to work with people from all over the country. 23 members of different points of view, different regions, different nationalities, all U.S. citizens, all people who love the United States, who really had a dream. Many of them came here as immigrants or as political exiles, as in my case. We have such a passion for this museum, for the legacy that it means for the United States. And as I said, not only for Latinos, but for the United States, and how the Latino culture has become an integral part of the tapestry that is the American identity, that we have gotten along just great. We work very hard, even during vacation time, to make this possible. So I think that's a very good, you know, sort of preview of what's to come, of what this museum could mean to all Latinos and to Americans.
It's more important now more than ever with the debate that we're seeing about immigration and everything else.
It's very relevant.
It's totally relevant. When will it become a reality in your view?
Well, first we must go to step one. Step one is receiving the input from the public by going to www.AmericanLatinoMuseum.gov. If the public shows an interest by actually going to the website and filling out the questionnaire that we have there, or going to Twitter, they could say, for example, see American Latino Museum. They could go to Facebook to express their point of view through the website. And I think it's very important for the public to express their recommendations. Then we do the study over the summer. We present it to Congress, and then it's up to Congress to decide if they want to make the museum a reality.
Well, let's hope that they do. Aida Levitan, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Elliot.
Nice to see you. We'll be right back after the break.